Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. I'm delighted to have you on board. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Day by day, we cover the issues based on the authority of Scripture. We face the issues based on the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my words, you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 17:17, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, when we deal with the issues, we deal with them based on the truth of the Word of God. May I remind us, you can dial in 401-1413, 904-401-1413, and join in the dialogue and discussion with us on this issue today. I believe it's a very important issue, an issue that I believe demands the attention of every Christian, every conservative in America today. And that issue is simply the question of barbarianism in America. Have we turned back to barbarian times? In fact, I don't know of a time in world history that you can go to and find where any society would authorize the murder of its own, murder of the baby in the womb. And yet Governor Cuomo in New York just signed the law that a murder by way of abortion bill, and it has been approved. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the most hair-raising, frightening things that I believe that could take place in America today, where we understand that they have passed a law that says it's okay to murder a human being from conception to delivery time of that baby. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation has turned back to what I would call the medieval barbarianism. Who would have ever dreamed that America would enact a law that would tolerate open season by way of murder on a human being? May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility for us to consider anything that would allow this to take place, and yet we're seeing it take place in our nation today. It is a sad scenario where we come to the point and position where we can simply say a child in the womb has no value, that a child in the womb is a non-entity, a non-being. We're a nation that literally says that murder is illegal, that if you killed somebody, you're going to answer the crime and the punishment as a result of it. But ladies and gentlemen, murder has become legal by taking one's life in the womb. But yet we still have statutes on the books that say that if you go out and shoot somebody, you commit murder, that you're answerable for murder. But ladies and gentlemen, when there is a shooting, listen very carefully. Let me give us a little monologue overview of getting to the point of what we're talking about with this new bill that Governor Cuomo has signed into law. In fact, he made the statement very dogmatically that if you're a pro-lifer, you're not welcome in New York anymore. You just need to move out. I said from the pulpit just Sunday that I believe we need to have our governor in the state of Florida openly invite those that are pro-lifers to move from New York to the state of Florida, where pro-lifers are welcome in the state of Florida. But ladies and gentlemen, when there's a shooting where just a few dozen or less, and by the way, any one is bad, but I'm using this for illustrative mention. If a few dozen people or just one is killed, then all of a sudden the nation's liberals and the socialists start screaming gun control and stop the killing. Our nation is in a battle to save lives from the opioid crisis, as we're calling it in America. But the opioid crisis is as a result of opening the door, the Pandora's box, by legalizing marijuana in so many states in America today. In fact, they tell us that some 75,000 to 78,000 people die each year because of the opioid crisis and the overdose as a result of it. We're spending billions of dollars in our nation to prevent deaths by way of opioids. Many states have even passed laws that prevent the legal execution of murderers. They say the death penalty is bad. They say the death penalty is horrendous, that the death penalty ought not to be. They, in fact, some of our socialist liberals, Nancy Pelosi and others, are saying that the death penalty is barbaric and is wrong, and we ought not to do that. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that if the death penalty is barbaric, if the death penalty is wrong, then why do we have a bill that would allow the murder of a human being in the mother's womb? Multitudes, these same socialists and liberals, are fully against any kind of military engagement, saying that it takes innocent lives. Well, what more innocent life could there be than the life of the child in the mother's womb? More recently, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, with their pack of liberals, railing against the border wall, and they say that it's inhumane. They say that human families are harmed and children are dying. And then when two illegal immigrant children died at the border, the Democrats screamed murder by the president. Even animal rights advocates today, ladies and gentlemen, want to protect the unborn animal that is to be born. Here's an article that says, and I find it absolutely frightening. The article says, astounding legislation protects cows but not babies. Who would have thought the headlines would be filled with accusations of politicians that violate their religious beliefs when a law concerning abortion? But are you aware of a new law that protects pregnant females and, in fact, forbids any procedure that puts the unborn child in danger? His law would make transporting pregnant livestock for slaughter and killing pregnant livestock a fourth-degree crime, carrying big fines. Yet, you got it. Brenna, that is a cow, Brenna is a cow, and she got away from the people who planned to slaughter her and her unborn baby. Listen to this. I'm reading from an article talking about an astounding law that protects cows and not babies. You got it. Brianna is a cow, and she got away from the people who planned to slaughter her and the unborn baby. Listen, the reason for Wimberly's proposal, and here's a legislator, assemblyman, that is saying that this law needs to be passed. He's a Democrat. His name is Wimberly, W-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, proposed the law. He says, quote, cattle cannot defend themselves on this issue. It's animal rights, you know. It's the right thing to do. It's the normal thing to do. You're protecting something that really cannot protect itself, end quote. And this assemblyman, this legislator, this Democrat, is talking about the unborn cow, the unborn calf in the mother's womb. He said he talked with his pastor about it, who said Brianna knew she had to save her child, talking about the cow and the calf. The newborn calf was named Winter when born. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a sad state of affairs in America when we are passing legislation to protect unborn calves, and yet we're murdering unborn babies. In fact, in the state of Florida, back in 2006, I believe it was, or 2009 maybe, there was a referendum on the ballot. And in that time frame, when the referendum passed in the state of Florida, it made it illegal, constitutionally illegal, to have pregnant pigs transported in cages because it was harmful to the baby pig. And yet we are passing laws across the nation, and the latest one in New York, the state of New York, where it is open season on unborn babies, allowing them to be murdered in the womb. And yet we have hate crimes today, ladies and gentlemen, hate crimes across America. And the hate crimes say that murder is wrong. Hate crimes say that murder is wrong, yet a human in the womb can be murdered. And I don't know of any greater hate crime than to murder a baby, an infant, in the womb. Ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 401-1413, 904-401-1413, get you straight through to the studio and right to our microphones so that you can ask questions or comment on this. I'd love to hear from you. Are you satisfied with this law in the state of New York? Is it something that ought to be repealed? Is it something that Christians in the state of New York need to simply adhere to? Or should they move from the state of New York? Ladies and gentlemen, it's when a sad state of affairs when we make laws that make it legal to murder human beings in the mother's womb. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article Title of it says, OBGYN, who delivered over 2,500 babies, blows lid off the New York abortion law. I want to clear something up, this doctor says. Today we're taking a giant step forward in the hand-fought battle to ensure women's rights to make our own decision about our personal health, including the ability to access abortion, according to Governor Cuomo. Cuomo says, with the signing of this bill, we're sending a clear message that whatever happens in Washington, women in New York will always have the fundamental right to control their own bodies. But what is the cost, this article says? At what point does women's fundamental rights to control their own bodies involve the fundamental right to abort a baby at any point during pregnancy? Cuomo was mum on the matter, but one usually hears defenders of the third trimester abortion advance the idea that it could be for the life of the mother or the fetal condition. But Dr. Omar says, nonsense. Quote, I want to clear something up, that there is absolutely no doubt, he tweeted. I'm a board-certified OBGYN, and I've delivered over 2,500 babies in my profession. There's no single fetus or maternal condition that requires third trimester abortion. Not one. Not one delivery. Yes, abortion is no. In fact, this article goes on to say, New York Archbishop Cardinal Timothy Dolan moaned in a letter he wrote along with New York's Catholic bishops that because of the law, quote, our dear state, our beloved state, has become a more dangerous one for women and their unborn babies. Our governor, he continues to quote, this is Cardinal Dolan, our governor and legislative leaders hailed this new abortion law as progress. This is not progress, the letter read. Progress will be achieved when our laws and our culture once again value and respect each unrepressible human life. From the first moment of conception, creation of life begins. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to verbalize the horror that I sense when we see governors in a state that will have open season to murder a child in the womb. And yet here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, from the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that an unborn baby is a de facto person. The Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that a wrongful death lawsuit brought by a woman who claims her doctor caused her to have a miscarriage by administering an abortion-inducing drug, that the case can proceed. A few weeks later, as predicted, the woman suffered a miscarriage. She then took her case against Kennedy to court, alleging that the doctor had unnecessarily ended her pregnancy. The initial court dismissed the case, but when she appealed the case to the Alabama Supreme Court, it was ruled that her case can stand and must be heard in the lower court. The court's decision to allow her case to proceed has significant implications for the pro-life movement, since they based their decision on the belief that the doctor had possibly contributed to a homicide, meaning that her unborn baby was a person and not simply a fetus. Quote, the use of the viability standard established by Roe versus Wade is incoherent, and it relates to wrongful death law because, among other reasons, life begins at the moment of conception. The fact that life begins at conception is beyond refutation. And this is from the Alabama Supreme Court jurist that made that statement. And yet we have across the nation in New York where all of a sudden it's open season and the baby in the womb is not viable and not valuable and has no value. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a horrific decision, I believe, in the United States of America. Our courts have ruled that if a drunk driver collides with another car and it kills the mother and her unborn child, it is called the condition is looked at as being double homicide. That's been the law in most states across America for years and years and years. But now the same screaming liberals and presidential wannabes have passed a law in New York that allows the murder of unborn children from conception to birth. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, this law in New York allows that child to be murdered even at the point of being born. Tony Perkins from the Washington Report calls this the Empire State of Death. Here's what Tony Perkins says in his article called The Empire State of Death, published January the 24th. this article says it should have been a blood red like a warning, crimson like a siren, or stop instead of the spire of the New York World Trade Center lit up in pink. A 408-foot reminder that the law is celebrated will mean fewer daughters, fewer mothers, fewer chances. From miles away on Wednesday night, people could see the tower flashing in the dark sky, announcing the arrival of a new evil in the war against America's children. And he goes on to say in this article, on the streets below, some New Yorkers shuddered. It was one thing for the state leaders to carry out their threat against the unborn, and another thing altogether to reveal it in cheering, wildly colors as Governor Cuomo, a Democrat, signed the warrant for the execution of more innocent babies. In a state where the womb was already the most dangerous place for a child, this law begins a new era of an open season on our own unborn. From now on, nothing stands in the way of a woman taking her baby's life, days, hours, or even minutes before the child is born. A fully grown, healthy human baby that thousands of struggling couples would give anything to have now can be murdered. Tony Perkins says finally here, that's the savagery New York leaders, what the savagery New York leaders call progress. That's the achievement Cuomo turned into a pink beacon, shining a bright light forward for the rest of the nation to follow. Call it health care, call it reproductive rights, call it choice. But whatever you call it, abortion has just massively expanded its target in New York State. Under the Reproductive Health Act, late-term abortion is now normal. And where there's late-term abortion, there's almost always infanticide. Ladies and gentlemen, we find today where we've gone back to the horrors of murder by way of abortion of that baby in the womb. It is worse than what you would call in any culture barbaric. We have turned back to a barbaric society in the United States of America. And I don't know about you, but I'm petrified to see what is taking place. Now the same screaming liberals and presidential wannabes, I said a moment ago, think that murder by way of abortion from conception to birth is okay. But I want us to understand there's a vast, vast, major, major problem with that. We'll look at what the Bible says in just a moment. Yes, an article says New York's not alone in permitting abortion up to birth. Many have been upset recently by the New York's new permissive abortion law that allows abortion within 24 weeks from commencement of pregnancy. However, New York's law is not an extreme, policy in following seven other states. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, this article goes on to say that there are seven states that already have enacted laws of this nature. Some of those states, ladies and gentlemen, Oregon, Vermont, Colorado, New Hampshire, District of Columbia. Those are the most lenient when it comes to murder by way of abortion. But there's little restriction now allowed in the abortion industry. Even in the New York State abortion bill, the murder bill by way of abortion, it allows abortion to take place without a medical doctor's being present in the room for the abortion to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, that is further evidence of a barbarianism in our society today. Dr. James Dobson perhaps said it best when Dr. Dobson said, pure barbarianism rarely seen since the Middle Ages. A new abortion law passed by the New York Democratic-led state legislature and signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo permits abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy up to the very moment of birth. He goes further to say, to celebrate the law, Cuomo ordered the One World Trade Center to be illuminated in pink. The law also moves abortion violation from the state penal code to the health code. Further, Dr. Dobson says, the RHA's main aim is to justify abortion throughout the pregnancy entire term based on the overly broad exceptions, defined in Roe's companion case, Roe versus Bolton, including such subjective measures as a woman's emotional and psychological well-being. Late-term abortion had only previously been authorized in New York if done to save the mother's life. This broadens that law, ladies and gentlemen, tremendously. It puts it in a position where any mother-to-be with that unborn babe in the womb can have that life terminated at her discretion. Dr. Dobson says, this terrible news comes alongside Iowa's judge's decision to strike down the state's heartbeat bill, saying it violated the state's constitution. In the exact opposite spirit, the New York RHA, Iowa, has prohibited abortion after a baby's heartbeat is detectable, usually around 6 weeks into the pregnancy. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the problems that causes this bill to be so onerous and yet so welcomed by the Planned Parenthood abortuaries in America is that Planned Parenthood sells baby body parts. And a baby body part, the vital organs, at 6 or 8 weeks, as I understand it in some documents that I've read, might bring somewhere in the neighborhood of $25,000 to $50,000. But once it is 24 weeks or more, that's those same body parts will bring $150,000 to $250,000. It is the money grubbing industry that brings about abortion to begin with. The design purpose is to produce more dead body parts, baby body parts, to be sold on the open market. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the United States of America. That's what makes this absolutely so frightening to me, is to realize and to recognize what we've done in turning our clocks back to allow this to take place on such a horrific basis. Here's an article that says, barbarianism prompts Catholics' demand to excommunicate the governor. Now, I don't know that that'll ever happen. In fact, my opinion is that it won't. But, ladies and gentlemen, he claims to be a Catholic, and yet the Catholics are all upset with him, and there's some that's calling for his excommunication. This article says St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Roman Catholic lay leader on Thursday demanded that Cardinal Timothy Dolan excommunicate New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for signing a state law that allows abortion up until birth. The demand followed an open letter by church leaders condemning Cuomo's support of the Reproductive Health Act, which was condemned as being barbarianism. Dr. James Dobson said that on his family radio talk show host on the broadcast last week. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says, in the further part of the article says, the New York law is barbaric and inhumane and rejects modern science and medical advancement that revealed the development and the humanity of life even in the womb. Millions of Americans are waking up to this barbaric reality of abortion and rejecting it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything that's any more horrific than to find this taking place in America today. I find it absolutely against anything that we call morals and ethics and values whatsoever. Here's an article that says that Christian closes New York store over the abortion. And I'll just give you a summary of it. This dear Christian gentleman operating a Christian bookstore felt so saddened by the New York law that he said that he felt that he needed to do something that will say to the world that he is concerned about it. So he closed his store on one day and put a sign in the store door, window, to let people know that he was closing his bookstore so that at least for that one day, his bookstore would not be collecting sales tax to go into the coffers of New York State, that they would in turn use that money to murder human beings. I find it commendable that this dear gentleman, Christian bookstore owner, would do something. That he was up in Syracuse, New York, upstate New York, and he speedily posted the sign in his window. And the sign read, "Closed today. This is a day of mourning in New York State. We will not collect sales tax today, for a tyrannical government that murders babies will resume regular business tomorrow, collecting sales tax under duress. End abortion now," he said. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it commendable that one small voice would take that kind of stand. And may I say that that's needed across America today, is from every venue, from every area, from every part of the land, that we say that abortion is murder and it ought not to be allowed. In fact, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, the scripture says we are created in the image of God. And the image of God that we are created in, it includes the baby in the womb of the mother. may remind us, at least that one person, that one Christian bookstore owner says, I'm not going to go along with murder by way of abortion. We need to scream and cry based on the authority of the Word of God. In fact, in the scripture in Psalms 139, verse 13 and following, it reminds us that God created us in the mother's womb, and the scripture says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. In fact, in Jeremiah 1:5, the scripture reminds us that Jeremiah was called of God from his mother's womb. What if he had been murdered in his mother's womb? Where would we have any writings of Jeremiah that would not exist today? Here's something that I find fascinating and perhaps tells the story more readily than my words could. Would you consider abortion in any of the following four conditions? Let me read you four conditions. And you think for a moment as I read these, would you consider abortion for one of these or all of these? And then I'll tell you the end of the story. Number one, there's a preacher and his wife who are very, very poor. They already have 14 children. She now learns that she's pregnant with the 15th child. They're living in poverty. Due to their poverty, would you recommend that she get an abortion? Number two, the father is sick with syphilis. His mother has TB. They have four children. The first is blind. The second is deaf. The third is deaf. The fourth has TB. She finds she's pregnant again. Would you recommend abortion? Three, a white man raped a 13-year-old black girl and she got pregnant. If you were her parents, would you consider abortion? Number four, a teenage girl is pregnant. She's not married. Her fiancé, not the father of the baby, and he is very upset. Would you consider abortion? If you recommended abortion for any one of these, let me tell you what you've just recommended. In the first case, you would have killed John Wesley, one of the great evangelists of the 19th century. In the second case, you would have killed Beethoven, of whom we recognize today on a global basis with his music. Number three, in the third case, you would have killed Ethel Waters, the great black gospel singer who sang with Billy Graham Crusades for many, many years. Number four, if you said yes to the fourth case, you would have sanctioned the murder of Jesus Christ. May I remind us, God has a special plan, a special purpose, no matter the circumstances, no matter what has taken place. God has a special plan and a special purpose, and he conceives as we're conceived in the womb. He has a way of turning something that seems to be horrible into something that's great and grand and wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, may I repeat again, we need to recognize that this bill that's passed as law today in the state of New York is contrary to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word says that if you take a life, your life is to be called upon. That is found in our biblical record. This is the reason we have the laws against murder in the United States of America today. This is the reason murder is a crime. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, if a pig in the mother's womb is valuable and is protected in the Constitution of the state of Florida, if a calf in the mother's womb is protected in Iowa, then we need to recognize and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the human being, the baby, in the womb of the mother ought to be protected and ought not to be open season to be murdered and the life taken by the liberal socialist Democrats in any state across America. Yes, we're talking about the fact that Andrew Cuomo, the governor of the state of New York, has taken the life of millions upon millions in his hands, and he's determined that he's going to be the executioner of those lives. I challenge my listeners today, if you're listening, we need to look up, lift up our heads, because our redemption draweth nigh. We need to recognize that time is at hand, that we as Christians be salt and light and take a stand and say we will not tolerate, we will not allow the taking of a human life, even though he is indefensible in the mother's womb. We need to pray and ask God to intervene in America today before this continues to spread across America. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.